My brothers and sisters in Christ, today is a feast day of Corpus Christi, which of course means the body of Christ, Corpus Christi, body of Christ. And we have our own parish in this town with that name. It's the secret of the church, and it is really what draws us all here, week after week, and even day after day, many of us come into daily Mass. The body of Christ is what truly feeds us, and it's what we truly desire. It's what we truly desire. And the reason we want this this bread is because it is actually Jesus. The Holy Eucharist is actually Jesus himself. And we want to be close to him because we know that he actually cares for us. We know that he knows us better than we know ourselves. And we know that despite our failings and our shortcomings, he wants to be near to us and he wants to bring us to heaven. Jesus wants to give us the fullness of life. Not just life, but he wants to give us life abundantly. And you can see his care and this desire in his heart and the gospel that you heard just now, that Deacon Tony proclaimed for you, that the disciples saw the big crowd after Jesus had preached to them and healed many of them, and he said, and they came to Jesus and said, let them go have something to eat, you know, let them go to, you know, McDonald's or whatever. They're hungry, unless you want us to buy something for them, Jesus. But Jesus did not want them to go away hungry. Jesus didn't want them to go away hungry. So he said these mysterious words to them, give them some food yourselves. He says this to all priests. Give them some food yourselves. But he wanted to feed them. And he wants to feed us now. But do you know this? This is something that you should know about heaven. That actually in heaven, you don't stop eating. Isn't that good to know? Eating is still part of heaven. In heaven, we get to receive what we call panis angelicus. You know the song, perhaps. It means the bread of the angels. The bread of the angels. Something that we are promised. Even in heaven, there's going to be eating. There's going to be feasting. And Jesus wanted to begin this meal even here and now. That even here and now, we get to receive the bread of the angels. You know that throughout the history of mankind, you can go to all kinds of different cultures, all different kinds of religions, and you'll find priests of all different sorts offering sacrifices to the gods. Today we find a different priest, though, in that first reading, Melchizedek. He offers for Abraham bread and wine. And we can see he's a priest, and that he's offering this bread and wine, and it begins to reveal what God intends to do for all of us, what a true priest is to offer. And Jesus, of course, is the true high priest. He's different than all of the other religions and all the other cultures, we could say, in that what he offers as a priest is not just bread and wine, not a sacrificed or a slaughtered animal, or even as some cultures do, killing, you know, they killed their children and offered their children. But Jesus, as a priest, what does he offer? What is the sacrifice that Jesus offers as priest? Himself. Jesus actually offers to the Eternal Father the gift of himself. We say that when we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. It's the acceptable sacrifice. So the point is this, that what you and I are coming to celebrate today and every Sunday, this is why it's important to come every Sunday, is we are offering to the Father Jesus Christ himself, like Jesus. Not an idea, not a symbol of Jesus, but himself. I saw one little kid get this one day. I want to share this story with you. It meant so much to me. At one of the parishes where I served, I just finished celebrating Mass, and we were ready to adore the Blessed Sacrament. We always did it after Mass on Fridays. And right after Mass, a little boy, no older than a kindergartner, came up. And he was standing at the entrance of the church, and I said, "Oh, hi." I said, "Do you want to come and pray with us?" And he didn't say anything. just quiet. And I said, "Okay, you can come in." And he's too young to be a server even. But we walked in together to open up the tabernacle. And he went and he knelt right where I was supposed to kneel. Stole my spot. So I was like, okay, God wants him to be there. I can be on the side. So I went and I exposed Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And we had adoration there. And I thought when I would get up, that he would just go out with me, you know, because he has, you know, the attention of most kindergartners is not very long. But he when I said, psh, psh, get up, let's go, he got up. But when I walked out, he knelt back down in front of Jesus. And he was looking right at Jesus, and he was folding his hands. And then I went and heard confessions like I usually do. And I thought the whole time, I wonder what he's doing. And I promise you, when I walked out of the confessional after about a half hour, that little boy was still kneeling in front of Jesus, looking right at the Blessed Sacrament, on his knees, not leaning on anything. Because he knew, as all of you know, somewhere in your faith, that inside the tabernacle, next to that lit candle there, in the back of our church as well, Jesus is truly present in the Holy Eucharist, the Son of the Virgin Mary, the same one, the Son of God. He it is who we are preparing to receive at this Mass.